So for a moment, if I may, on the Morning Team Show page, the picture I'm using, we always like to put a picture up or something up on the Morning Team page. I'm using a picture of my dog, Leia, just because she was doing something over the weekend that I'm quite sure a lot of dogs do, and I don't know why. I don't know. You guys tell me. I looked at Pat and Art here, since you're the dog owners here. But she loves the winter weather.
Oh,
I mean,
all right.
She loves to go out in the snow and loves to just bury her face in the snow, roll around in the snow. Even
how big is Liv?
She's about 70 pounds.
Okay, yeah. You will find a 12-pound dog doesn't love it quite as much.
I mean, during the weekend, it was blowing and, you know, everything is like, she wanted her outdoors. So the picture I post is I let her outdoors and she immediately rolls in the snow.
Rolls, yeah, right.
Rolls over, she's snow covered, shakes a little bit off, then plops down and lays in the snow. And the snow is blowing and everything. I'm like, and she looks at me like, come on out.
Yeah.
Yeah, roll around with me.
Little shepherd, right, in,
yeah,
in there.
She,
in
her, yeah, I can shepherd tell by hound the, mix, yeah.
You can tell by the thick fur, right. We had a husky shepherd mix about a decade ago, and he was like that. He loved the snow. Not while it was falling.
Husky, I would imagine.
Yeah, not while it was falling. Hated the falling snow,
really?
But once it was on the ground, he was all about it, right?
Oh, no, she'll go.
She loves it, and it doesn't matter.
I have a meme nice, on my nice refrigerator pick. I have a meme on my refrigerator of a small dog. And it's the picture of the dog. His face is just covered with snow. There's icicles and snow halfway up his legs. And the meme says, if I'd only known this, I'd have pooped indoors.
Well, sometimes the dog has to go. But no, my dog, for whatever, whether it has to go or not, just wants to go out and play.
And so?
I do, and it's fun to throw the snow on her and have her shake it off and everything like that. And she's even got adventurous, you know, with the ice, which, by the way, the ice is nice and solid.
I bet. We're doing some skating.
Yeah. She's actually venturing out on the ice now. Usually she didn't go on the ice. I think it was cold on her paws, but she would slide around a little bit. But now she goes out on the ice now, too. just the craziest thing. It's like I said, I'm sure other dogs are the same way. It just struck me. It's like, really?
Yeah.
And
my dog, Monkey, is normally when he'd go out to take care of business, he'd have to sniff around for 4 or 5 minutes to make sure he sniffed every piece of anything he could find. Then maybe if he was ready, he'd do his thing, and then maybe he'd come indoors. Now he goes out, 30 seconds later, he's right back. He'd come in.
Well, again, I know the dogs have fur and they're protected, but it's just crazy to me. But in the summertime, warm, nice, gentle, warm rain, you think she'll go outdoors?
No, not
if it's raining.
Right.
But you don't want to leave them.
That's right.
You don't want to leave them out an extended period of time in this weather, though.
No. It shouldn't stay out that long, but long enough to play around, run around, and just have a good time, you know, making a dog snow angel or something like that. It's just, you know, then again, you know.
Multi-winged.
The dog looks at you again. How do you say, I wasn't prepared to come outside, but okay.
Right.
We know who's controlling this household.
My older,
of
course, right.
Yeah.
My older lab, when he was in his younger days, he loved to go out and play in the snow like Leia did. Now he just kind of walks around, and he'll stay out there for a while. He's 14, so he does no more running. He kind of just walks, you know, and moseys, I say, mosey. Whereas our younger dog, she's 5, she is the princess of the house, and she'll say, okay, I'll go out for 1 minute, and then I'm back in front of the fireplace. That is how she lives her life, right?
A dog curled up in the front of the fireplace.
We bought the fireplace for her, apparently. And the stupid cat.
That's the wealthier household, Charlie. My dog curls up in front of the heating vent. The wealthier households have the fireplace.
Have the fireplace, right.
Well, we trust there are dog lovers who are experiencing, as we said, the same thing that we are. And your dogs, you probably have some great stories, too. I didn't realize your older one was 14.
He's 14,
wow.
Yeah, 75-pound dog. He's still walking around. You know, the hips, you can tell, are giving him some trouble. But he's still able to walk around everywhere, and he's fine so far. So 14. And that's after watching 14 seasons of Steelers football with us. He had to endure that.
Oh, my goodness. Well.
Right. And he's still here.
Deserves extra commendation for surviving the Johnston household.
In fact, we said he has been around for 4 presidents. That's amazing. But he has. We noticed that the other day. Like, wow, Heinz has been around for four presidents. How many dogs can say that?
Is he letting them sip some variety?
You letting them sip some of that Iron City beer? It keeps them going?
Lubricates the joints.
Yeah.
Hey, how many times have you heard an old person when asked their longevity secret?
Yeah, you know, I take a shot of
beer.
Yeah, exactly right.